WHM.
WHM, KO4NUE.
And out of Zier Camp.
I'm still here. I'm Daniel. I just met Daniel. He came up and we had a couple of hamburgers and sat around, had some good conversation for, I don't know, maybe 2 hours, I guess. And it's a good afternoon. How about yours?
Good. I was off this afternoon, so I just fiddled around the house. Didn't do too much. But other than that, it's been a good day.
You chef any today?
No. I don't even think I've turned the HF radio on. I had to think about it a minute. Just hadn't made it that far yet.
Came up here yesterday and was going to put me antenna up for HF up here at camp. And got me a pocket full of sinkers and my slingshot and a fishing rod so I could, you know, shoot my line over a limb and then pull a hard line over that and then pull my antenna back across that. Well, I got everything set up and got ready to go and that gun fight didn't have a hole in my pocket and I lost every one of my sinkers.
Oh, man. That's a good one there, Chad. That's a good one.
Falling on the fishing rod that I tied off when I started, but they go real quick. But I went into town today and got me some more sinkers and bought me some spider wire, which is a fishing line that's supposed to be really tough. So I took all that off of my fishing rod and then put that spider wire on. So I'm going to try that tomorrow and see if I have better luck with it, because it's just, I just don't think that's going to work too good with what I had, because I shot my only sinker and got it right over the limb I wanted first shot, and then when I got ready to hook my line to it and pull my line back over that, it just snapped the line. So I just got frustrated and said, well, you know, the heck with it. So I just went into town this afternoon, got something I hope that'll be a little better, I guess.
Spider wire is what we use for catfishing. It's, depending on what pound you got, that's some pretty tough stuff. The, as long as you don't jerk on it too awful hard. I mean, you can jerk on it, but it should pull the line pretty good.
I had no idea how heavy that, I guess when you get 50 feet up and then you start pulling your antenna string back across, that stuff's got a little bit of weight to it when you're trying to, you know, pull it up in the air, and I guess it dragging on the ground, and I guess all the saw briars and limbs that got hung on the way up didn't help things either.
I've watched people use air cannons and slingshots, and I've seen them start with fishing line and pull twine, and then twine rope, and then rope to their antenna line, so I've seen it done all kind of different ways, but I cheated here at the house. I rented a boom lift and got up in the trees with it. So, but yeah, shooting it with a slingshot and a sinker is definitely a tried and true tradition.
How high were you able to get with that boom lift?
35 feet. Flat-topped on an off-center fed dipole.
I'm going to tell you, 35 feet from the ground looking up doesn't look that high. But when you get from 35 feet and looking down, that's pretty good height.
Yes. I've got a pole that extends to 30 feet, and I leaned it up against the house the other day, put up my mobile antenna that I use for my QRP rig, and I didn't realize that the gable's only about 25 feet, or maybe 24 feet, something like that, because I was a good 6 or 8 feet above it with that pole.
Yeah. You said 25 feet to the gable top. Is that what you said?
It's on the low side of the house where the carport is. That's about 25 feet, something like that. Maybe 24, because when I extended the pole and leaned it up against the house, it was a good 6 or 8 feet above the ridge line.
Bill, I was going to ask you something. Every time I hear you, I forget to ask. Oh, yeah. So, I got a computer question for you. So, I've downloaded Echolink on my computer, and there is absolutely no sound control whatsoever. If I want to call the net, I have to take a speaker jack plug that's not hooked to a wire or anything and stick it in the headphone jack of the computer to shut it down. So in other words, the computer thinks that there is a headphones plugged up. That's the only way I can mute it. I can't turn the volume up or down by the computer. There's no volume control on Echolink anywhere that I can find. And I just wondered if you have Echolink on your computer and have you experienced anything like that?
I've got it on my computer, my Chromebook, and my iPhone, and I can adjust the volume on all three of those with the device, not through Echolink, but with the device itself. So something's afoot if you can't control the volume, because you should be able to go in and adjust your mic gain and your volume for the PC itself.
On the Apple products, I don't have an issue with it whatsoever. I mean, there's a little slider there. I can slide the volume up and down, no problem. But on the computer in the ham shack, I have looked everywhere. I have tried to turn the volume up with the speaker control on the computer, and I mean, it does absolutely nothing. And there's no volume control that I've been able to find on Echolink at all. So I don't know, something's not right. I gotta figure out what's going on with that. But I just wonder if you'd experienced anything like that.
Right off. Like I said, normally the volume of the computer will control it. If you've got multiple sound devices in the setup, you might could go into the setup and choose that particular device, and you'd have to make it your default for the sound bar on the computer to control it. On a Windows machine, because I know when I plug in my headphones with a microphone boom, It does, it gets a little squirrely, and I have to make sure it's set as the default because my IP camera wants to override everything, and I have to force it to be the default.
Okay, that's helpful. All right, I think I know what's going on now. So I get back to the house. I'll take a look at that. I didn't think to do that, but I mean, I don't know how much time I've spent trying to figure that out, but I think I know what's going on now.
Okay, Jim. What version of Windows are you running at home?
Yeah, I think it's Windows 10. Yeah, it's Windows 10.
Home, and you have time in the evening after I get home, call me and we can use the remote assist in the Windows software, and I can send you a code, or you can send me a code from the remote assist, and I can get on there and watch what you're doing, or either you can let me control it and you can watch what I'm doing, and we can go through it and look at it, and I'm pretty sure we can figure it out in a few minutes.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Yeah, I just send you the code and you come walk me through what you're doing, because I don't know what it is about Echo Link, but I've tried once or twice to set the thing up, and there's two modes. One is without a radio, and one is with a radio. And every time I say, okay, well, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to figure out how to get my radio in on this. Oh, man, it blows my mind. I cannot figure it out. But I think I'm just going to figure out the same car thing and let it go, because I just use that when I do the nets. And the volume control works on my phone, so I really don't need to make any other changes. Well, I don't need to add a radio to a computer if I'm just using the computer to monitor.
Hooking your radios up to it, I just use Echo Link as it is, and you know, once you register, you can install it on multiple devices, and when you put in your call sign and password, it just hooks right up. And other than that, I mean, there's, as long as you know the repeater you want or location to find it, it's pretty cut and dry. Sometimes you have to do some of the settings if your computer's a little customized, but otherwise it should just work out the box.
Anna ordered me she got me a new computer for our wedding anniversary. The laptop I was using was just, oh man, it was just maxed out on memory, and just, it was horrible. So she just went ahead and got me one for my anniversary, and it's just no monitor or anything. It's not a full size CPU box. It's I guess a office version where it's kind of it's got a condensed size, but I mean, it's great so far. Easy to use. I mean, I had any problems with it other than this Echo Link thing.
Not in the next couple of days. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Or we'll find out that it doesn't do it, and then we'll know, go a different path. There's always more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. M4WHM.
4NUE, yeah. So you took off today. You gotta go in tomorrow.
Back to the office tomorrow for the rest of the week, and then I'm going to work Saturday, work the football game with the parking department, checking in people for parking for a few hours, and should be home right after lunch.
Okay. Things settled down a little bit since students have got had a couple months to get settled in.
Settle down. The I tell you, the biggest thing is in the just in general, the university, just like every other business, is hurting for employees. I mean, that's why I'm helping parking on Saturday morning. It doesn't take much common sense to scan a barcode, so that's what they let me do. But they're so shorthanded that they need help, and I just want to help them out.
Is that COVID related? Is that what it is? Is that what started it?
I would say yes, from a standpoint of people just don't want to work anymore. And, I mean, used to, we would have 200 or 300 people in line to get a job. And now we're 100, 150 short just in our division that I work in. So you take that all the way across the university, and you got people that don't want to come to work or don't want to come to work because they're scared they'll get COVID. I mean, our rate on campus is like 0.038%. I mean, it's less than 0.5%. It's just almost non-existent. So, but people are people. So, we're doing more with fewer people and still trying to provide the best service we can.
So, how do they test the students? Do they require them to be tested every so often? Or, I mean, I know how Clemson's doing it, but how do they do it down there where you are?
It's voluntary. Any faculty, staff, or student can go to the health center every 5 days and be tested. And they also provide free vaccines, and they even give employees 8 hours of leave time to go get the vaccine. And it's like right now, I've got 8 hours I could take between now and December 31st. So when the booster comes around for my particular vaccine, I'll use that leave time and go take it and still get paid. So they're doing everything they can to promote it. There's no mask requirement except on public transportation, as the federal law requires. And other than that, masks are voluntary. Highly, highly, highly encouraged, but voluntary.
Well, my daughter, she's home for fall break, and she was telling us that the students have to be tested every so often. And I think they have a separate place they can stay, or maybe they send them home. I can't remember what she was saying. But you're required to be tested every so often, and if you don't test, then they pretty much lock your privileges down. I mean, you can't even go to the chow hall and get something to eat if you don't have that positive, or that you've been tested recently in the system.
All the schools in Georgia, all the USG schools, 26 of them, follow the same protocol, and it's all voluntary, no mask mandate, no forced immunization on COVID. So far it's surprisingly, it has been, like I said, with such a low positive rate. But most of the students wear a mask, I will say, when they're around others or doing different things. There's a good population that doesn't, but it's not uncommon. I would say 8 out of 10 are wearing a mask.
So my daughter was telling me that there was one of her friends that didn't get tested on time. They're required to be tested every so often. And they sent her a notification saying, hey, you haven't done your weekly test or bi-weekly or whatever. And she just kind of got busy, I guess. And she took her little ID card and tried to scan into the library. And nope, they would not let her in. And they got a little attendant there. When she scanned her card, the attendant came out and said, you've been flagged because you don't have a recent COVID test, and you're not getting in this facility till you get that updated. I mean, locked her down.
The gravity of COVID, and I know you do too. I take it serious, but I also have issue with mandating certain things locally by the states or counties. So it's a tough one. The jury's still out on, I think, where this is going, and I think it's gonna be a while before we know what's going on. So all I can do is strap in and hang on.
I don't know what to think about it, really. I can go either way with it. Now, me and my wife have had the vaccine, but being Anna's the caregiver for her mother, and I live in the same house with her, of course, so I mean, we felt like we were doing the best for her mother by getting the vaccine. But I don't know. I don't know. I'd go either way with it. I was listening to, I think it was Rush Limbaugh today, or a show like Rush Limbaugh. I forget what the name of it was. I heard some pretty interesting commentary about that today, and it kind of changed my mind a little bit, because I don't want to give an opinion either way. I'm just saying, I can kind of see where people are coming from either side, either way, But I'm like you, jury's still out. We'll just have to wait and see what happens, I guess.
Slight belly buttons. Most everybody's got one. There ain't no need to show it. We all know what they look like, so. But anyway, changing gears. So, it's the 11th of October, and so we're talking the 13th of November, and you're going, well, I'll call you tomorrow or the next day. We'll talk about the computer and talk about getting together and all that off air, so, but anyhow, I need to run. It's after 8 o'clock. I need to get Lana out so she can go to the bathroom and do her thing. So get ready to call it an evening here and get ready to go to work tomorrow. Enjoy talking with you, Chad, as always. Hope you have a good night. And 73 is my friend. Be safe. I'll be clearing your final. This is M4WHM.
But and yeah, you need to take her out, let her go do her business, and acts like she owns the place. She's gotta do that. So, all right, I'll talk to you later, Bill. Have a good day tomorrow and the rest of the week. I'll talk to you later. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
KBADSQ, how copy? KBADSQ, clear. This is KBADSQ. KBADSQ.